Okay, it's time to learn some more Torah together. Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishnah. But first, I owe you. Fill my neder. Yesterday we discussed some Inyani Tefillin, and I mentioned the Avnei Nezer, which I forgot. I mentioned that there was an Avnei Nezer, which I forgot to mention. The Avnei Nezer says that yesterday's daf spoke all about Kesher Shel Kayama, Kesher She'inu Shel Kayama. The Avnei Nezer in Siman Kuf Pei Gimel mentions, based on a Hagos Mordechai in Chulin, according to us, who we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliyahu. Rabbi Eliyahu, remember, yesterday said you have to tie your tefillin each and every day against Rabbeinu Tam, who says you don't have to make the ksharim new. He says, "Einu yotzei b'tefillin ela b'kesher shel kayama, kmo b'shabbos delochashiv kesher ela shel kayama." Based on a Hagos Mordechai in Chulin, that you're not yotzei tefillin except by a kesher shel kayama, a permanent kesher. Says the Avnei Nezer, according to this then, there's a problem where somebody who borrows tefillin, sometimes you borrow tefillin from your friends, so what do? You loosen it, or your head's not exactly the same size as your friend's, so you make it bigger or you make it smaller, and then you use it, and then the halacha is you have to return objects exactly how they were beforehand. So you make it smaller or bigger again, getting it back to your friend's head size. Says the Avnei Nezer, you are not yotzei in the mitzvah of tefillin, because it's not a kesher shel kayama. Because you're going to loosen, you're going to undo it in 5 minutes, in half an hour from now. It's only here for half an hour. So therefore he says, Nibsa Rishon Mohavi Shel Kayama V'lo Yatsi Dechavaso V'u Mitzvah L'Farsem Hadavar. You have to be Mefarsem this. Because I think it's a mistake that people, besides the other problems of borrowing tefillin, they ask, should I borrow tefillin, and always try to make sure you have your own tefillin, because it's hard to get the exact kesher, the right spot, and the right measurement. That is the Chiddush of the Avnei Nezer. There are at least three reasons why Achronim reject this idea of the Avnei Nezer. Number one is the Shem Yishmuel himself, his son. The Shem Yishmuel says, my father's Chiddush only applies where you are undoing the Kesher totally. That's where it's not called a Kesher Shel Kayama. But just loosening or widening it, that's not called Matir. That's not called untying. And therefore, that's what most of the time we do. We just loosen it a little bit or tighten it a little bit. That's not what he meant. That's point number one. Point number two, Rav Sternbach suggests in Chelek Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, he says, "V'nira dafilu neimak yisod dvarav." Even if you want to say he's right, but halohacha hamashil nasala reshuso l'shanos l'takein, the one who is lending it has given reshus to be misakein the tefillin. The rotsa hu shechaveru yekabel ba'ofan sheyuchal l'kayim mitzvas tefillin. V'yaparchach shenasan lo ba'ofan hamoil. We have a principle in a number of places which he quotes that when you borrow something from your friend l'shem mitzvah, he obviously gives it to you al tnai with all the conditions that you're going to need to be owed to the mitzvah. If somebody gives you an esrog on the first day of Sukkot, he obviously is giving to you totally that it should be lachem, it should be yours, and then you can give it back to him. I thought I'm an aslahachzir. But here too, says Rav Sternbach, it must be that he gave it to you in the way that it should work. So therefore, even though you have kavanah to put it back in half an hour, but still it must be that it's called shel kayama as you have it. That is point number two. And then finally, point number three, Rav Soloveitchik rejected the whole premise of the Avdi Miluim. This is quoted in one of the Mesorah journals in the Chelek, I think this is, I don't remember what the which one this is. I have it here, it's page Chav Dalad, but I don't remember which one I photostated it from. But either way, it says Rav Soloveitchik, based on yesterday's Gemara, is Ubipshuto Nire de Ein Devarim Nachonim Bezeh. Don't compare Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tefillin. By Hilchas Shabbos, how do you define Shel Kayama? There are two aspects. You look at Perakei Luk Sharim. There's the Chefsa Shel Tefillin, the object itself, and the Machshava of a person. There's something called Melechat Machshavas that you have to have in mind to have it tied for a certain amount of time to make it Shel Kayama. By Hilchas Tefillin, there's only aspect number one. Only the Chefsa Shel Tefillin. Is it a Kesher Shel Kayama or not? Does Melechat Machshavas play a role by Tefillin? No, no way. Melechat Machshavas doesn't matter, so as long as you tie it in a way that it's Shel Kayama, so then Melechat Machshavas plays no role when it comes to Hilchas Tefillin. So reject the Avnei Nezer totally, reject the premise. Don't compare Hilchas Shabbos to Hilchas Tefillin. Those are three points to reject that finish of the Avnei Nezer, but it all has to do with yesterday's Gemara about Shel Kayama of Tefillin or Einu Shel Kayama. Okay, so now we go on to the next Mishnah. It's not the Zion of a base. What happens if you're reading a sefer on the edge of your house, on the threshold of your house, and you have to remember in those days all svarim, Rashi points out, were written like scrolls. It was like we have a sefer, you open it, they're all written like scrolls. They were on a middle holder and they were rolled around. So you're reading a sefer on your by the door of your house, and all of a sudden one of the ends rolls away from you out into the street, and you're holding the other end. So Mida Oraisa, there's nothing to talk about here. Because Mida Oraisa, as long as you're holding the one end, then you can't violate anything. You're still holding it. So there's another, the other edge is away from you. But Mida Oraisa, there's nothing to talk about. It's all mutter. So now we're in the world of the Rabbanans. So Beneskaka, let's say for Biyadao, and the Sefer rolls out of your hand, Gololo Etzlo. So if you're reading on the Iskopa, you are on the Iskopa, you're on this threshold area. We're going to talk about what status that threshold area has, but if you're on the threshold area and it rolls away from you, you can roll it back. Don't worry, even even on a Drabanan level, there's no problem. But Hayakore Barosh Hagag, well, let's say you are reading on the top of a roof. Vidis Galgala Sefer Miyado, again, as we mentioned a number of times, they used to use the roofs then for staying on, for reading on, for being on. So you're reading on top of the roof, and all of a sudden the edge of the sefer rolls out of your hands, the other edge. So you're holding one, and the other one's hanging down. So Achlo Higi Alasar Tzvachim, if the other edge is still hanging above 10 Tzvachim. So above 10 Tzvachim, we know in Rishis Rabim is a Makkel Patur. So as long as it's above 10 Tzvachim, go a little bit slow, you can bring it back up. Mishi Higi Alasar Tzvachim, but once it gets within 10 Tzvachim, three-way machlokas tanoim. Shita number one, hof kol alaksav. The Tanakhama says, if it's already within tetzvachim, sorry, you can't pull it up. Again, we'll get to all the reasons in the Gemara. Turn it over. Hof kol alaksav, leave it turned over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein mesulug min arez elakum lo machat. Even if it's all the way hanging down and it's just a needle space away from the ground, as long as it's not touching the ground yet, gololo etzlo. You can still roll it back up. You can still bring it back up, even within tetzvachim from the ground. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon has the third shita. Afilu baret atzmo, even if the other end just sitting on the ground, it's already made it there, gololo etzlo, you could still roll it back up. Remember, this is all the world of Drabanans, so Daraisa, there's nothing to talk about. Even me Drabanan, Reb Shimon is the most makel shita. But as we'll see right now, it's not because he has a kula for Hilcha Shabbos, but he has a chumrah for covet kisvi hakodesh. She'en lecha davar b'shub shivas obid b'bnei kisvi hakodesh. Because Reb Shimon says, you push aside all isurei d'rabanan when it comes to saving, and not just saving, but being mechabed kisvi hakodesh, holy articles, holy objects, and therefore, he says, even if its other edge is sitting on the ground, it is not a problem. Based on this Mishnah, and again, in the ensuing Gemara, the Achronim discuss what happens if a Rachmana Lislan, a Sefer Torah falls down, and you're holding one end. You're holding one end, and the other end falls on the floor, falls within 10 Tfachim. This is one of the sources that is quoted. So does a minug to fast if a Sefer Torah falls? So the question is, do you have to fast if you're still holding one edge? Because here, the whole issue is within the world of the Rabbanan. Mida Oraisa is not called an Afila. So if Mida Oraisa is not called an Afila, right, you have that for the Mishnah. So then maybe you shouldn't have to fast. This was asked to the Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Hei Simen Aleph. He has about 15-20 pages on all different aspects of Nefila Sefer Torah. He quotes a Sefer Atzei Halavanon, where he says, Lahakel Biglal Zeh, because only one side fell, and you're holding it. You look in Erevin Tzadik Zayin, you see Me'ikra, then this is not called a Nefila. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, Lefiyene Esteti Barur Hadavar, She'in Adino Don L'Raya Klal. Don't compare that Sugya in Erevin, our Sugya, to the case of falling down one side. Dabinido Donenu Hari Makom Adiyin Humi Shem Bizayon V'yem Kei Mali Nafal Kulu Mali Nafal Muxaso. Why do you have to fast by a Sefer Torah? Why is the minute to fast? Because if the Sefer Torah was Mutal B'Bizayon. So you don't need a full Nefila for Mutal B'Bizayon. Any Nefila, if you have the Sefer Torah hanging down from one side, says the Tzitz Eliezer, maybe that's even worse. Right, you're holding one side and half is hanging down. What a bizarion for the Sefer Torah! So v'hari mias also a chelik shenafal v'nisbaze v'yefshar gam l'mechshav nefila kadosh gam k'nisbaze kulo v'hari achiyav minag lezanes who lo bikal nefila. You don't look at a halachic nefila. That's not why you fast. You fast because of the bizui Sefer Torah. So that's why the Tzitz Eliezer notes that you would fast in this case, and he says, "V'tar metzina l'gdoli achronim shayedavar kolkach pashit beineim shein l'hakel b'tainis because they should have a rak mitzad echad." You find if you're there's no, we don't look for kulas in this sugya with this if somebody's where a sefer Torah fell down. So here too says the Tzitz Eliezer, don't prove from our Gemara because our Gemara is about a halachic nefila, but you don't need a halachic nefila in order to determine whether you have to fast for a sefer Torah shenafa. There is, just to mention, for about 2-3 minutes, there's an article, there's a mimer in Rabbi Daniel Feldman, who writes the articles on Wayu Torah, also is a Rebbe in the Yeshiva. So he has three or four Svarim out already. Bina B'Svarim, unbelievable Svarim. So he has one article, Sefer Torah Shenafal, where he has the Chakira, Princess Hakira of the Achronim, for the basis of fasting for Sefer Torah Shenafal. Why do you have to fast, Rachman al Islan, if a Sefer Torah falls down? So, one side is the fact that there was a Bizayon Sefer Torah. Bizayin Sefer Torah. What does that mean? Bizayin Sefer Torah. So he has two ways to understand it. Do you say? And he quotes many. Yes. And if you Kedarko BaKodesh, if you ever read anything by Rabbi Daniel Feldman, he quotes many Achronim and Shuvas, and you know, most a lot of them is very unusual Shuvas, but he quotes everything. So he says, do you say that the reason that you fast is because it's a simin ra min hashamayim? It's a simin paradis, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you something. It's a simin ra that the Sefer Torah fell down. That's one whole group of sources. Or do you say no? Mitzat sheni, no. It's because you are mevazeh the Sefer Torah. You caused the zilzul of the Sefer Torah. Therefore, you have to do tshuva. You have to be mesakin your chait. And he quotes another 25 sources related to that issue. Is it cause of, again, simin ra min hashamayim, simin paranus, or is it a tamatainus having mishum ma'ora nefila? I'm sorry, that was the first simin ra min hashamayim. Or do you say, v'nira debisha al yidei maisav nafal sefer Torah, filu b'shkaka, havi b'chlal arur? And the minhag to fast is to kapara al averas bizayin kisvi hakodesh. And he quotes about 10 nafkaminas based on this hakira. Number one, who has to fast? Does only the person who was involved in the falling, the person who put it back in the Aron improperly, the person who did Hagbah and messed up, the person, oh, who has to fast? Or is it everybody in the room? Are we passing everybody in the room? Everybody who sees it has to fast. Again, if you say it's because of the Pshia, the Avera that was done, it should be limited. But if you say it's a Simin Raman HaShemayim, maybe the whole city has to fast. If it's Simin Raman HaShemayim. A, one nafkamina. Another point, and he quotes, again, many stories if anybody's interested in more. What happens if the Sefer Torah falls down as you're doing a mitzvah? He quotes a Chuvis Emek Halacha that says on Simchas Torah, if you're all dancing and you're in the context of Kavod HaTorah, then you don't have to fast if it falls down. Why? Based on the Mishnah of Bava Kama, the Gemara of Bava Kama, that if you're running on Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashes, right, you're putter because Ratz Per Shus, if you run into somebody. Right, even though if you're running and you bump into somebody during the week, it's not a, it's you're chayiv. Why? Because you're Osei B'Mitzvah. So again, here too, maybe it's totally on that. That if you say it's the reason is because of that you have to do tshuva for the Misaki and the Chait that you're Bevazah, so maybe here you don't have to fast. Because you're in the context of Osei B'Mitzvah, so it wasn't a Bizayon. You're really trying to do Kavod HaTorah. Mashiach, if it's a Simin Raman HaShemayim, maybe this is even worse. While you're doing a mitzvah dafka, the Sefer Torah falls down, maybe that's a mamish a Simin Raman HaShemayim, Rechman al-Islam. Number two, what, do you have to fast if a Sefer Torah psula falls down? Again, a big discussion in the Achronim. Sefer Torah is pasul already. So is it such a bizayon? But it still might be a Simin Raman HaShemayim. We have the Rashi in Shabbos. By Sefer Torah, that it's what? By Ksiva. Only if you finish the Sefer. Sefer Torah, if Shlimto, so it's Dafka Sefer Torah. So it's Sefer Torah. Right, I don't know about Kosher and Pasul, but Dafka Sefer Torah. Inachinami. What about if it's, then he talks about our case. What about if it doesn't fall down totally? If only part of it falls down. So again, he says, V'ulai Efshav Hagid. He says, maybe you could say, on our sugya, the Dainina Lemi Shema Aveira Shagarma Nefila. If you say it's because you have to do Tshuva, because you caused the Nefila. So maybe only where it's Mama should be Zayin, if it's sitting on the floor. Mashenkin, if it's Simin Raman HaShemayim, so then maybe this is already Simin Raman HaShemayim, but if it falls down partially. Again, you can say the other way too, but he talks about others. What happens if it fell down on Shabbos? Could you fast on Shabbos? So again, usually Tanis Chalom, we say you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, because it's not proper for Shabbos. But if it's Simin Raman HaShemayim, so maybe it's totally on the Tzibur, so you even do it on Shabbos. Again, it quotes, also, Nafal Biyom HaKippurim, another one, unbelievable, the Tshuva Siach Yitzcha. If it's ever Torah falls out of Yom Kippur, the whole day is Mechaper. So do you have to fast? The whole thing is mechaper anyway. That only works if the reason for the fasting is because you have to need a kapara. But if the reason is Simin Raman HaShemayim, it's Simin Paranas, then you wouldn't have to fast. Okay, if you can look here for more. But again, one of the nafkaminas is our sugyo, what the Achronim discuss, what if it only fell down partially? Okay. Says the Gemara, Hayiskopa Heichidami. So we're back to the Reisha of the Mishnah, where the Reisha says that you're reading a book, this scroll on the threshold, and it rolls out of your hand, you can roll it back in. Totally fine. So Hayiskopa Heichidami, what's the status of the Iskopa that you're standing on? Ilema Iskopa Rishas HaYachid V'kama Rishas HaRabim. If it's that you are standing, the Iskopa is considered a Rishas HaYachid. And the outside, you're going directly into Rishas HaRabim. V'lo Gazrina Doma Nafel V'asil Asuyeh. And this sheet is holy, obviously, there's no reason to be goes there, even though the other end is in Rishas HaRabim, and you're in Rishas HaYachid. The fact that this Mandabar says it's Mutter means you don't make any Xeris, you're not worried that it's going to fall down totally, and then it's going to be a Daraisa to bring it back in, and you might forget. So who is this opinion that says, don't worry about any Darabanans, Mani Rav Shimoni. This is Shitas Rav Shimon, to Amar who says, Kol Darav Shimon Mishim Shvos, Eino Omi B'nei Kisvi HaKodesh. This is like Shitas Rav Shimon, who says, you push aside all Isurei Darabanans when it comes to giving covet to Kisvi HaKodesh. But if that's true, says the Gemara, if that's really Shitas Rav Shimon, the first line of the Mishnah, B'nei Maseifa. But if you look at the continuation of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, if you look at Masolu Ben Ares El Malochutz, from the case of the roof, where it falls off the roof, Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it's only a little bit from the ground, Golu Etzlo. And then we have Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, if you look at Eretz Atzma, Golu Etzlo, etc. So Reisha V'Sefer, Rabbi Shimon V'Siyasa, Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to tell me the first and last line of the Mishnah is really Rabbi Shimon Shita, and the middle is Rabbi Yehuda? So where it says, yeah, in Achidami, it could be Amar Rabbi Yehuda in Reisha V'Sefer, Rabbi Shimon V'Siyasa, Rabbi Yehuda. It could be that's the structure of the Mishnah. The first and last line are Shita's Rabbi Shimon, the middle is Rabbi Yehuda. That is all option number one in understanding the Mishnah. Option number two, Rabba Amar, no way. Hacha B'Iskopan addresses Askinan. No, we're not talking about a case of only within Shitas Rav Shimon. We're talking about an iskopa which many people walk on. It's very right next to the Rishus HaRabim. Or not, well, question whether many people walk on it or many people view this area. If you look at the Rashi, Nidreses, Deregel HaRabim Overes Derech La. Ubimakam, Dedri says, Rakli B'nei Ha'adam Ha'omdin, Ikim Bizan Kisvi HaKodesh. Sounds like, according to Rashi, people actually walk on it. So in this case, says the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Forget Rabbi Shimon. You're not going Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree with it's a bizayon gedola for the Sefer Torah. Even he would agree that you push aside Yisurei Derabbanan in this case. Again, it's in scope, it addresses Askinan, Umishim Bizayon, Kisvei HaKodesh, Shaur Rabbanan. And because of the Bizayon of Kisvei HaKodesh, the Rabbanan are Matir. Based on this line, if you look in the Sha'ar Mesiyon Bahalacha, he quotes some Achronim, which he extends, and that perhaps, Umidvaram Elu Yishlomod, what happens, Rachman al-Islam, again, if the Sefer Torah falls, but it only falls, sometimes there's a little platform in front of the Aron, a place where people don't usually walk. Right, if you have a shul, but you don't have anything in front of the aron, it falls right on the floor, then that's it. But what if it falls on a place with like a little stage in front of the aron, where people don't walk there except when they're going off to get the Torah? So maybe that wouldn't be called an iskopa hadidreses, and according to this line of the Gemara, only by iskopa hadidreses is it a problem, is it a zilzal, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So he suggests that maybe there's a kula if it falls on the safsol or the madrigos, l'fnei kesvi hakodesh, de'in sorach lehisanos, de'ha'in derech rabin le'overasham, b'day liknos b'mamon. So one would have to ask a shaila in that case. But maybe in this case, because really iskopa hanedreses is the one that is the mechayif. So that's option number two. Ask the Gemara, Esve Abaya. Abaya asks, what do you mean? The issue is iskopa hanedreses? But we have a braisa that says the following, Toch dalet amos golo etzlo, chutz ledam and hofcho alaksav. If it rolls more than 4 amos away from you, then you can't pull it back. You have to just turn it over. But if it rolls within 4 amos, then you can roll it back. But if the issue is the iskopa didresas, if the issue is that the threshold that you are on is traveled over, so then mali tok dalad amos, mali chusla dalad amos. What difference should it make how far it is? The issue is the zilzul right where you are. So it shouldn't make a difference how far out the scroll has rolled. So therefore we say there has to be another pshat. Pshat number three. In what the iskopa is talking about in the Mishnah. Ella Amar Abaya Hacha B'Iskopa Karmelis Askinon. We're talking about an iskopa that is a Karmelis. It's not Rishas Rabim, it's not Rishas Yachid. So you are standing in a Karmelis. The scroll has rolled into Rishas HaRabim. So now we understand. Rishas HaRabim is Overes Lefanel. Rishas HaRabim goes right in front of the Karmelis. So Tov Dalad Amos, if it falls within Dalad Amos from you, so even in worst case scenario, the whole thing falls out of your hands. Even if you would pull it back in, you wouldn't be violating a Daraisa, it would still be within Dalad Amos, and it would only be going from Rishas HaRabim to a Karmelis. So in that case, Shavalei Rabbanan, so we're not going to make an Xeris. We're not going to be Gozer Atu Xera, right? Xera L'Xera, we're not going to do. But Chutz Dalad Amos, but if it has rolled outside of 4 amos, the maisile asile dechiyev chatas, that if it falls down and then you would pick it up and bring it, you would violate, you would have to bring a chatas, cause of maver dalad amos rishus harabim. So then, lo sharu le rabbanan, so rabbanan didn't allow that. That's why you have this chiluk, what Abaya quoted, about toch dalad amos and chusl dalad amos. Ihachi, if this is true, that you're only outside of Dalad Amos, are you worried? So why not Tok Dalad Amos, not mean exer, but even within 4 amos, there is a makom that you could come to a daraisa. Why? What case? Dilma my ayel mirushas arabi mirushas ayachid. Maybe you'll go from the Carmelist, but you'll take it all the way into your house. I'm sorry, from the street, maybe you'll take it all the way into your house. So there is a daraisa that shayach. Parenthetically, the Tosfos Rosh just asks and does not answer it. He's reading here. He's reading in the Carmelis. Why should we think that he's going to bring it inside? He's set up shop here. He's reading here. Why are we going in a case where there's a place where you are, this shayach, that you can come to a daraisa, okay, then you can make a gzeira. Right, fall down right now. But you're not there. You're worried that you're going to go into the house and read in the house? Sarachia doesn't answer it. He says, why is the Gemara have to be worried? We're going to reject it for another reason anyway. You're not going to leave Kisvei Kodesh on the floor, but you'll take it to where you are. Who says that you're going to have to bring it into your house? Okay, maybe people don't usually leave Kisvei Kodesh on an iskopa, so maybe that's what you're saying. So eventually, you're going to go back into your house, they're saying. So if eventually, so maybe we'll goes there in that case. So that's what the Gemara asks. Even if it rolls toch dalan amos, why don't you make a gzeira? And if you want to say kiva de mafsik is karmelis less than ball, and if you want to say that maybe because this is a karmelis in between, you don't have to be worried. But we learned v'hamar rabba. We learned in Masechah Shabbos hamaver chayfetz mitchilas dalal l'sof dalad. If somebody carries an object from beginning of four amos to the end of four amos, mitchilas dalal l'sof dalad, the heaviru derech olav, and you pass through derech olav, meaning you go you. Carried on top of you. You go through a makom p'tur, chayiv. You're chayiv in that case, going from the beginning to the end, meaning, even though you have a makom p'tur in between, as long as you went from an akira to anacha, that was mechayiv you, that would be a problem. So too, here, the Gemara is saying, maybe if you would go from Rishis Ram to Rishis Yachid Derech Karmelis, according to at least one shita out there, you'd be chayiv. So according to that shita, why aren't we gozer mishum, you might take it all the way back into your house. Says the Gemara, no, there's no reason to be gozer. No, we're talking about a deep iskopa, a deep threshold area. And as you're walking through the iskopa, you're going to remember that it's Shabbos, that you carry this out from the street, that you'd stop, and you're not going to violate the daraisa. Or if you say, another answer, it's a regular iskopa, it's a regular threshold. But you can't take a sefer in without looking at it. You have a sefer. You're going to look at the sefer. You can't not look at the sefer. Right? You get out of the sefer. Therefore, when you pick it up and you start walking inside, you know, you're obviously going to stop to read it. You're going to stop to look at it and learn something. So therefore, again, we're not gozer. You're going to go straight. And once you stop in the Karmelis, then for sure, you're not going to violate a Doraisa. Right? Musar Haskel. A Jew can't not read a Kisvei HaKodesh. If he picks it up, he's got to look into it. Says the Gemara, one more question. So maybe you're right. You're going to stop to read it, but you're going to go out to the street where it fell down. You're going to read it there, and then you're going to go straight back into your house. Maybe you're stopping reading it. It's not going to be by the Karmelis, which is going to help you out, but it's going to be in the street, and then you're going to go straight. So the Gemara says, Hamani ben Azahi, Damar Mahalik Ka'omi Dami. Okay, fine, I'll accept that question. But it must be then our Mishnah is going according to Ben Azai. Ben Azai who says that Mahalik Ka'omi Dami, if you're walking, that's considered, if you walk through a Rosh Hashanah, through a Rosh Hashanah, Derech Karmelis, it's as if you stopped in the Karmelis. Mahalik Ka'omi Dami. And therefore, according to him, again, it's impossible to violate the Daraisa, and therefore we're not gozer if it only rolled within Dalet Amos. Says the Gemara, even according to Ben Azai, Vidilma Zarek Lahu Mizrak, maybe he'll throw it in. Maybe he'll throw the Kisvei HaKodesh from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, there's no issue of Mahalik Ka'omeid. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mode Ben Azai Bezorek. Rabbi Yochanan says that Ben Azai admits by throwing it in that you'd be chayiv. It's not called Mahalik Ka'omeidami. That's the sugya of, remember? Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya. If it's through the air, do you say it's as if stopped in the air? So Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Akiva agrees to Mahalik Ka'omeidami, but he does not agree to Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya. That's Rabbi Akiva. But we don't agree with that. So according to Ben Azai, why aren't you worried about throwing? So Amar Rachav Rava, Zosel Meres, Ein Mezarkin Kisvei HaKodesh. We don't throw Kisvei HaKodesh. It's us to throw Kisvei HaKodesh. People don't throw Kisvei HaKodesh. Either way, that's not something that you have to be Choshesh for. Okay. A couple of points regarding this principle of Ein Mezarkin Kisvei HaKodesh. Again, quoted by a number of the Achronim is a Chuvis Imre Yosher. I think the Sharam Zayin Balacha made this famous. Sharam Zayin Balacha quotes Imre Yosher in Chelek Beisim and Kuf Ayin Aleph. He talks about, are you allowed to say the Sefer Torah through the mail? Let's say you want to send it, especially if it's puzzle, you want to send it to a sofer to fix, you want to send it to Eretz Yisrael, whatever reason, are you allowed to send the Sefer Torah through the mail? Because he asked, the questioner asked him, because usually the packages in the mail, they throw them around. They throw them into this cart and they throw it into this wagon. So are you allowed to throw Kisvei HaKodesh? Are you allowed to throw Kisvei HaKodesh and Kisvei HaKodesh? So are you allowed to send the Sefer Torah through the mail? So it says the Imre Yosher, really Meikar that he thinks it would be mutter. Because it's packaged, it's in, he says it would be best if it would even be in two packages, kis peto kis, and zrika is only if you're being mevazeh, but if it's totally packaged and you're sending it with tzorach, that you want, some good purpose, that he doesn't think it would be a problem. sorry, right fragile on it. Right fragile. It's the afal pikein. Sometimes. The al pi adin hayamutu l'shloach sefer Torah adi adoar, kshunichach yafe b'chavila. Bein choshe b'ki agabna mishim t'shidizrakin. El t'kivet sheish orch shashem yeshvo l'chavila. But the problem is, they might sit on it. That's even worse. So then you really should double package and triple package it so that it's not considered like a sefer Torah itself, but it's considered in a kismetokis. That is one issue that comes up. The other issue is based in the Shulchan Aruch. So a beautiful Avnei Nezer, based on that Gemara earlier in Erevin, you're allowed to say beautiful Avnei Nezer? I hold like the Rishash. You're allowed to say something's a beautiful vart. Right? The Marshal says you can't say, you have to let everybody else judge. I hold like the Rishash. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Reish Pei Beis, Ein Zarkin Kisvei HaKodesh Va'af in Yerodea, Afilu Halachos Va'agados. Says the Shulchan Aruch, not only Kisvei HaKodesh, not only Sifrei Torahs. He extended the regular Svarim. You can't throw a Svarim. If you want to give your friend a safer, you want to give somebody a safer, you can't throw it. You have to give it to them. Right, we know that a lot of people know that, oh, you can't throw Challah. Right, but they can't throw Svarim. So ask the Avnei Nezer, how does the Shulchan Aruch know to extend it? How do they know you could extend it to regular Svarim? Maybe it's a didn't Sifrei Torah, Kisvei HaKodesh. So says the Avnei Nezer two ideas. In Simon Shin Ayin Vav. Says the Abinazer, Asha'al Kei Nireh, De'ikr Hadin, and he extends it to all halakas of Bizoy and Kisvei HaKodesh. De'ikr Hadin, She'asur L'shamish, B'baya She'ish Bo Sefer Torah. What's the Ikr Ha'isr, which he talks about being with one's wife in a B'baya She'ish Bo Sefer Torah? Shor Shomei Hadza, Asur Likros, B'Torah Keneged Ha'erva. He thinks the Isr, ultimately, the source is the Isr of learning Keneged Ha'erva. Midasev Ha'imachadech HaKadosh. So not only could you not learn Keneged Ha'erva, you can't have the Chefsa Shalimud, what you're going to learn from Keneged Ha'erva. The Yad Sefer Torah, Asuyin L'Talmud, Asur Liyas B'makam Ha'erva. Al Kain, therefore, he says, Kiva De'ikara Isr Machmas Sha'omi L'Talmud Torah, Gam Sifrei HaGemaris B'chal Ha'isr. And that's why he says you can extend it to anything that you learn from, any svarim. And then he extends it to the Nizrakin as well. The reason that it's an Isser of Zrikas Kisvei HaKodesh is not Dafka because of the Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it's because of the fact that these svarim are what helps you do the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's why you have to give them kavod, and therefore you can extend to other svarim, to Gemaras and Halachas. That's option number one. And then he says another aspect. He says, if you look in the Maseches Sofrim, which is the source of this principle, of Ein Mezarkin Kisvei HaKodesh, two lines later, it says, Ein Mezarkin Ochel, Mimakam Lamakam. You can't throw food. The Hainu Pas. He says, Mahakesher, why are these two put together? He says, Mihainu Mishum, the Al Halechim Yipya HaAdam. A person lives based on bread. The Al Kain Hu Adin, the Kolshekain, Kisvei HaKodesh, Sha'al Yidiyah HaKriya Behem Yipya HaAdam Chaye HaOlam. If you're not supposed to throw what sustains you, it's a bizoyan to throw what sustains you, and that's why you can't throw bread, that a kol shekein you can't throw svarim. Kishem shehalechem chaye haguf, kach Torah hakdosha mazon haneshama. Just like you can't throw food because it sustains you, you can't throw svarim because that's what sustains you. V'toraschah v'toch me'aiksiv, ukumavor b'svarim hakadoshim. And that's what the Maseches Sofrim puts it together, sheshem ein mizrakin. And that's why you can't throw gemaras, because you kivesha omdin luma bahen. Umatzinu, he says, you even find Torah and Lechem, Shneim Tu'un and Bracha Minat Torah, the only two brachas that are Midaraisa. Lechem, Berchas Amazon, and Torah, because of Berchas HaTorah. You make Torah beforehand. Don't say it has to do with the Kedusha, but it's based on the Lechem connection and the Lechem and the bread. Right, the Gemara and Brachas, in case of Mavarchan, we had why you make Berchas Amazon after you eat, and why you make Berchas HaTorah before you eat. When do you have more Hanah? By that something, Gashmi is something by Ruchani. Is it before and is it afterwards? But either way, those are the only Daraisas, stands out in Azer. That's why you can't throw even Svarim. Because it has to do, not with the Kedusha per se Shabo, but because of the fact that you learned from them.
A much more prevalent question is getting
sperm. Much more prevalent question is getting sperm through the mail. So I guess you'd have the same heter, right? If you get sperm through the mail and you package it, it's usually in a box in a package. Then in a chinami, that too. But also, I would say that's l'shem learning. The ultimate purpose of that is l'shem kavod. Even if they're going to throw it around in the post office. But again, as long as you could put a kismet, that maybe that would be a reason now to be makbid. If you're going to send the safe through the mail, put a kismet or kiss. Put two packages on it, and therefore, it's what it usually is. Usually you have it in the wrapping paper, and then you have the mail package. So either way, that would be kismet or kiss, and it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so that is two haris, important two haris of the Avnei Nezer, why the Shulchan Aruch extends it. Weiter. Hayakari Barosh Agag, next case of the Mishnah. If you're on top of the roof, and the other side of the scroll is hanging down, and so says the Tanakama, says everybody, if it's above 10 tzvachim, you know, it's okay, you can pull it back up. Umi Shari, is it true to, I'm sorry, and if it's within 10 tzvachim, the Tanakama says, you have to turn it over. Hof Chalak Tzav. Why? Because it's bizarre to leave it up. Umishari, is it mutter to turn svarim over? Bahatanya, kosvi svarim filin mezuzas, sofrim, lohitiru lehen la'avechiriyah paneha. Let's say they want to turn over the urea. They want to turn over the sefer, the scroll that they're writing, because Rashi says they don't want to get dust on it. You're not allowed to turn it over. Elaporis alasa beged. You have to put a beged lightly on it, loosely. That'll prevent the dust. But you can't turn it over. It's a bizayon to turn over a scroll and have it facing down. So therefore, how does the Mishnah have that suggestion? So the Gemara says, Hasam efshar hachalo efshar. No, over there you don't have a choice. Over there, you don't have a choice. It's hanging down in the middle of nowhere. So what are you going to do? You're going to bring a beged to hang it all the way down? So Rashi has a different sheet to hear. Maybe you don't have a beged, but Tosa says, no, it means you can't put a beged there. Because it's usur. Just like you can't pull it up, you can't put something down. But hachalo efshar. But here, there's no break. I'm saying, here we have a choice, then you have to put the beged on. But over there, you don't have a choice. V'lo afich, and if you don't, because you don't have a choice, if you don't turn it over, ika bizayin kizvi hakodesh vei, it's worse to have it open, hanging down with nothing on it. So that's why you're allowed to turn it over in this case. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Yaradeya and Simen Shin and Simen Reish Ayin Zayin. In Simen Reish Ayin Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Kasava Yiriyah Bala Nicha Kadesh Tisyabesh. Let's say you want to leave it so the ink dries. Lo Yavo Haksav Lamata. You can't turn it over, even though your Kavanah Shalo Yala Avach Mikomak and Derech Bizayonhu. So you have to put Piporis Alav Beget. The Bach extends this. Hu adin shar svarim. You can't leave open. You shouldn't leave open when you're not learning. Says the Bach, you shouldn't leave your svarim open because, and this is quoted by the Taz quotes his father-in-law, the Bach. This is the extension of the Bach. You look in the Shach. The Shach quotes this Bach also. A little Kabbalah a day keeps the demons away. So he says because of a Bach, Yerushalmi Megillah Yishlomo Shleich Adam Lachutz. You shouldn't leave your svarim open. So he says he didn't have to learn it from Yerushalmi. It's Muchach from our Gemara. From our Gemara, it seems that way. And then he quotes V'yadua Lachachme HaEmes. It's known. D'yesh Malach Echad Nikra Shin Dalid V'hu Shomer Hadafim Shin Dalid the Shomer Hadafim Malach. There's a demon out there that makes you forget your learning if you leave your svarim. It's the Shomer Hadafim, the guarder of the pages. Right? So he said you have to make sure not to leave your svarim open when you go out. This is the Bach, this is the Taz, this is the Shach. Oh, so what about if, right here, our Reb Chaim goes out, he gets a call, he has to leave his sefer open. Right? So did he just violate what the Shach says, the Shomer Hadafim? Right, he doesn't even know what we're talking about. But what is it? So says the Aruch HaShulchan, he comes through to save Chaim. He says, "Venirli dafka kishiyasa l'rechov." When is it a problem to leave your svarim open? If you're going out to the street, you're going out, you finished, and you leave it open. Aval ha'nichnas mecheder lecheder, or afilu lechatzer v'lerechov shalom arichus manei choshesh bazeh. Says if you're just going out for a little bit of time, a little bit, you're going out for a minute. That's not a bizayon. It's more of a bizayon. It's more bittul Torah. You're gonna have to come back and open the sefer, so it's less. So, but again, if you want to be choshesh, so put a paper, put something on top of the sefer. But either way, says the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's only for a short amount of time, one doesn't have to worry. The Pischei Tshuva also quotes, if you're leaving it open, l'shem, let's say you, like a couple weeks ago, let's say you spilled something on your sefer, and you want to leave it open so it dries, or you want to leave it open so it doesn't get moldy, that also is totally mutter, because that's also, it's a zilzul to close it, because you don't want the sefer ruined. So as long as you're doing it, l'shem, the kavod of the sefer, it is not a problem. There is the other, achronim on this daf, quote other discussions in halacha. In Reish Pei Beis, there's also more aspects of Kavod Sefer Torah. And if you look in the halacha of the Kavod Sefer Torah, both in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty scary ideas. What you have to think of, what you have to see in Sefer Torah, ba'omid, bereses, ba'yira. You know, we have to put those signs up in our shuls on Monday and Thursdays, right? But the mentality that we're supposed to be in when the Sefer Torah is out or when the Aron's open, you know, we don't have to, you know, we're it's concern in us. We have to feel like Maimon Har Sinai. You look at the Rambam, the end of Hilchos Sefer Torah. You look at the Shulchan Aruch, the beginning of Reish Pei Beis. It talks about mamish. You have to think about that the Sefer Torah is in front of you. You read the Lashon. It's very strong Lashon that you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful how one behaves. Here, Shehu Eid HaNe'emon Al Kol Ba'i Olam. That's the language of the Rambam. Shner V'Hayim B'Sham B'Chol Eid U'B'Shul HaTorah Nivra O HaOlam V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mishtasheya B'Torasso HaKadosha V'HaTorah. So again, we have to be careful what we do when the Sefer Torah is out. Again, Beis HaKnesses Bechal, but even especially when it's Sefer Torah is there. So the Aruch HaShulchan, you can look in Reish Pei Beis, we don't have time to read it, in Reish Pei Beis he talks about, are you allowed to use Svarim to prop up a Sefer? Let's say you're learning, and sometimes it's you want to have a Shtender, and you left your other Shtender at home, so you put four Svarim underneath, you want to lead it. So is that proper to use your Svarim as bricks? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Is that proper? See, b'chal between if they're there already or then you just put your sefer down on it versus using them. Again, others might be meko because you might say it's kavod haTorah that it's hard for you to right. It's you're not going to learn as well. So if you want to learn, so the question is, it is kavod haTorah. So again, either way, just shows you the focus on the details of kavod sefer of kavod svarim and kavod sefer Torah. We always have to be very careful how we treat our svarim and how we treat our kisvei kodesh. Continues the Gemara. Hof kol aksav. So you turn it over. You're not allowed to bring it up. So ask the Gemara of a hollow nach. What's the problem with bringing it up? It's hanging in midair. There was no hanacha. It didn't rest on anything. So why should there be any type of zera drabanan or any issue? Pull it back up. It's hanging in the midair. So Amar Rav, no, but kosel meshupa. We're talking about a slanted wall. So it is resting on the slanted wall. There's an important rashva here that says a slanted wall. One second. It's a slanted wall that's between 3 and 10 tefachim. And l'chor, it's a wall, so it's probably dalad al dalad. But if it's a slanted wall, either it's a makam p'tur, or it's a karmelis. So again, what's the issue? Right, what's the issue? So he says, a tremendous finish, he quotes B'Shem is Rebbe the Ramban. And Tosfos doesn't agree with this. Tosfos in Shabbat. He says, V'yesh lomar, z'lo amru l'mala migimel shu karmelis o makam p'tur. The principle that we've stated a number of times, that when something is between 3 and 10 tefachim high, and it is a karmelis or a makam p'tur, depending on how wide it is, that's only el k'sheish lo gag v'zorko v'nachal gabav. That's only if it has a horizontal place for things to land on. Aval kosel, if it's a wall, even though it's meshupa, it's nechshav rishus harabim. Because it's a pnei rishus harabim k'rishus harabim damu. And therefore it's open to rishus harabim, it's going to be considered rishus harabim. Because it's a kosel meshupa rishus harabim. That's the yisod we learned from the Ramban today. A kosel meshupa rishus harabim, even if it's between 3 and 10 and 4 tefachim wide, it's still nechshav rishus harabim. It's not nechshav makom p'tur or karmelis. That's the case here. So that's why it's sitting on a rishus harabim, still only going to violate a drabanan, because half of it's in your hand. But the issue is, where goes there in that case, that it might fall down and then you might pull it up. What did you learn? What's our Mishnah talking about? A case of kosel meshupa, a slanted roof. Aim a seifa. What about the end case? Rabbi Yehuda Omer afilu einam silik min aris ela maloch achutz kol lo etzlo v'hala nachle. What did Rabbi Yehuda Shita say? As long as it's an inch from the ground, you can still pull it back up. But what do you mean? If it's a kosel meshupa, it's sitting on something an inch from the ground. That's Rosh Hazarabim. How can you say you can pull it back up? Aren't you gozer in that case? So the Gemara says chisur mechzor. You're right. We're missing some words in the Mishnah of Hachiktani. This is what it should say after the Tanakama said his Shita. So the Tanakama says you have to, if it's within Tetzvachim, you have to be Hofechid on the wall. Bamedra, remember, Bekosa Meshupa. When do you say all this applies only by Kelsa Meshupa? Ava Bekosa Sheina Meshupa. But if it's not Meshupa, right, it's totally hanging down in midair. So then, Lamala Mishlosha Golo Etzlo, as long as it's above 3 Tvachim, you could bring it up. Lamala Mata Mishlosha Hofcha Laksav. But if it's less than 3, so then you have to turn it over because that's what Rashi calls Ara Samichta, right, connected to Lavud. But that's as if it's on the ground already. So that's why you have to leave it. On the side it says, and this is based on the Rashash also, forget there's a two dots here. Not supposed to be a two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, then Rabbi Yehuda says, after that, so then, Afilu Enim Siluk Min Aretz. Not only if it's within 3 Tvachim, but even if it's a drop off the ground, you still could pull it up. Why? Because you need an actual Hanacha in order for it to be usher for it to you to bring it back up. So Ella Hada Amar Rava asked the Gemara, but we had Shitas Rava in Mesecha Shabbos Toch Shlosha the Rabbanan Sarech Hanacha. We had right the discussion that we just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. The discussion of Kluta Kamisha Huncha. Rabbi Akiva holds that if you throw something through an airspace, it's as if it's resting on the ground of that airspace. The Rabbanan argue with that. Do the Rabbanan hold? What about the Rabbanan throwing it within 3 tefachim of the ground? Would they agree to Rabbi Akiva that Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dam Yadair, that is, if as if it's on the ground? Says Rabbi, no. Even within 3 tefachim of the ground, The Rabbanan say that it's not klutik mishon chadami unless it's actually resting. So that sheet of Rava, that the Rabbanan do not agree at all, even within three tvachim. Lema ketanoyim al shmaitza? Is that really a machlokas tanoim? Like here? Because we have a Yehuda who says even within three tvachim of the ground, you're allowed to pull it back up. And the Tanakama had said not. So maybe Rava Shita is really a machlokas tanoim. We'd rather not say that. Elakula Rabbi Yehuda hi. So really we say, okay, really the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. V'chisura mechzer v'hachik tani. This is what it should appear. In other words, there's only two shitas in the Mishnah, not three shitas in the Mishnah like we started off with. There's no Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. There's only Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Put the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda together. Bamed, remember, and when do you say you're allowed to, you have to be hofechid al-aqsa because of Meshupa? That's only if it's on, if it's resting on a slanted wall. But if it's not slanted, if it's just hanging in midair, even within three, you have to pull it up. Because Rabbi Yehuda says, right? Because he says, as long as it, even if it's within an inch of the ground, you could still pull it up. My timer, because of Shitas Rava, that even the Rabbanan agree that even within three tvachim, you need a hanacha. So therefore, Rava is Lekulei Alma, and there's only two Shitos in our Mishnah. Next, Masnisan. Ziz shalafnei achalon, nos nalab, nos lemena b'shabiz. Let's say you have a windowsill sticking out from your window. You're allowed to put things on the windowsill and take these off the windowsill. Cause rishus hayachid, rishus hayachid, and it's all your rishus hayachid. We've had the discussion in the past. If you have two rishus hayachids owned by different people, there might be a derabanan that you should need an eruv between the two, from apartment to apartment directly. But here it's your windowsill, your window, no problem. So hi ziz demafik lahecha. Ask the Gemara, where is this ziz going out onto? Ilema demafik rishus harabim. If you have a street underneath this ziz, so lechash domanafel vaasil asuye. Why don't you have a gzera that maybe someone's going to fall off the sill? You're going to say ayve. You're going to run down to your rishus harabim street underneath. You're going to bring it back in. Why aren't you gozer onto that case? Ela demafik rishus hayachid. It must be that it's going out over rishus hayachid. So then the Gemara says the opposite pshita. So then that's obvious. It's over rishus hayachid. So what's the chiddush? It's Amar Abaya, La'olam Demafik L'Rishus Rabim. Really, he's going over a street. Aye, so why aren't you going to that case? Things might fall down. You might come to bring it back in. Umay Nos No Love Diktani. So what are you allowed to put out there? Only Kalim Hanishbarim. Only delicate, fragile items. So if they fall down, you're not bringing that back into your house. Right? They're smashing. And you're going to leave it there till after Shabbos. So that's the only heter that the Mishnah meant. You're allowed to put out there Kalim Hanishbar. Tani Nami Hachi, there's a brisa that supports this as well. Zish Lefnei Achalon, Shehayotzi L'Rishus Harabim, Nos Nor Lav, what are you allowed to put on it? Ka'aros, Kosos, Kitonios, Slochios, right? Plates and glasses and cups, all these breakable items. Umishtamesh, now the brisa adds, Umishtamesh B'chala Kosel, Adasara Tachtonim, and you could use the whole Kosel, which Rashi here means, let's say you have a Ziz, that you have a sill that part of it's in front of your window, but it also extends to the sides wider than your window. You're also allowed to use that as long as it's not within 10 tefachim of the ground. If there are two zizim, let's say there's one sill and one sill underneath it, so then So says the Brisa, we'll have to figure out why this is in a second. If you have two zizim, one above, one below, then the upper one you're only allowed to use kineged the window. The bottom one you're allowed to use the whole length of space. So ask the Gemara why. Hi, says Echidami, why wouldn't you be able to use the whole windowsill? It's still versus the Yachid. You're still only putting fragile items on there, so therefore you're not worried that they're going to fall down. So Yechidami, what's going on here? If it's not 4x4, the windowsill makam p'tur, then it's a totally makam p'tur. V'afilu keneged chalomo nami lo yishtamish. If it's a makam p'tur and it's less than 4x4, then even keneged the window it should be usser. Why? It's a makam p'tur. Why should it be usser? So Rashi explains here, if it's such a tiny space, so then, first of all, a makum p'tur, says Rashi, is only allowed to be used on an irregular basis. To have a kavua usage for a makum p'tur, that's not allowed. That's Rashita's Rashi. Tashmish tadir lo mishri bay. The chad lo chazi lo tashmish day. And so therefore, here too, you can't use a makum p'tur on a regular basis. And number two, says Rashi, it's very small here. So what, you're going to put breakable items on it? It's vada going to fall down. It's such a small space. And you know what, says Rashi? Putting items on this tiny area, and then they fall down, it's as if you're throwing them down into the chaser. That's what it looks like. It's as if you're throwing them down, because it's such a small space. That's why it would be usur if it's such a small space. So if it's less layar ba, it's a makam tor, and you shouldn't be able to use it even keneged chalona. V'id is layar ba, and if it is 4x4, then bekuleya kol l'shtamish. So why only keneged chalona is it mutti? You should be able to use the whole sill. So Amar Abaya. No, what's the difference? It's not an issue of above or below, but there's different dimensions. Tachton de is layar ba, the elyon less layar ba. The chalon mashlim tol ledalid. The bottom sill is four. It has four. Is four tefachim. No problem. You can use that totally. The upper one is not four tefachim wide, but the chalon is mashlim, meaning the inside the window itself. That's mashlim. That completes the area of four. That's why keneged chalon mishtamish dechorei chalonu. Keneged chalon you can use because there you have an area of four tefachim, and therefore you're not worried that things are going to fall down. Dehaigisa udehaigisa usur. But the two opposite sides of the windowsill, that's usur because that's less than four, and you are worried that things are going to fall down. And as Rashi says, it'll appear as if keman, Rashi's lashon is mechzi keman shadi lahedya l'rishus harabim. It appears that you're throwing it directly out. That's why you would be usur midrabanan to use this at all. Okay, we'll stop here. Today's shir was lezecher nishmas Shimshon ben Ben Sion. Shimshon ben Ben Sion. Okay, only what's today? Today's Wednesday. One more week of Maseches Erevin. Last week, got it full speed ahead. Full speed ahead, strong Maseches Erevin, and that's when then we start Pesachim. Again, I'm going to go to Eretz Yisrael Motzi Shabbos. So next week and the beginning of the following week, I'm going to miss it. I'm sorry to say, the end of the Siyum of Erevin and the beginning of Pesachim, Menachem will take care of. Menachem, he has a lot to say at the beginning of Pesachim, as we all do. I'll pick up on, I think, on Daf Ches in Maseches Pesachim, and we'll take it from there.